Joining us in the studio is Nona Pelsier for Business. Hi, Nona. TY Point Aluminium Smelter. So its future is hanging in the balance.
Again.
Yes.
Again. So, okay, there was a review some time ago, about 2013. Deal was struck. Meridian, which supplies a lot of the power to the TY Smelter, which is owned by Rio Tinto, did a deal with them to provide like a discount deal on power. Still, Rio Tinto says the price is still too high for the power supply. And with world prices for aluminium at three-year lows and costs escalating other places, some plants have already closed in other parts in the world. And now this one's under review. So Meridian's saying, hey, I'm willing to talk. But look, 2013, the government also hit up the pot there with $30 million. The top-up won't come this time around, the government said. So it's not looking great. And certainly the market didn't react very well to that. We saw share prices come off on all the big power companies. Contact was sort of leading the pack at down nearly 10%, then just gradually falling from there. Meridian down nearly 9%, Mercury down 8%, Genesis down 6%, and Trustpower down more than 3%. So overall, it really did drag the market down. It was quite savage.
Crunch time.
Mm.
Hey, the other announcement today is with Air New Zealand. You're not going to be able to get on, well, a plane with a koru on it to go from Los Angeles to London anymore, are you? What's going on there?
Well, they can't. Air New Zealand has said that's really hard for them to compete on that particular route. So, yes, they'll still fly to Los Angeles. They'll still fly to Asia, but they will not fly connecting flights into London. If you want to go there, you're going to have to fly with one of their partners, and they have plenty. So there will be choice, but it won't be the same as it was in the old days. And we were talking about that earlier today.
Yeah.
It's the fastest way to London. So now you'll have to look for other kinds of connections. It won't be just a stop and then go. It will be, it's not going to happen anymore. And that's going to cost about, 130 jobs probably in London. And that takes effect from next October, not this next October.
Right, so they can clear the decks of all their pre-bookings,
yes.
I assume.
And their market price fell 1% today as well. Just picking up on the news with the fire, Sky City share price dropped 0.5%. Fletcher Building was up 1.25%.
That's interesting.
I guess it sort of is, but then if you think about it, Fletcher Building no longer has to try and meet that deadline for 2020, right?
And what else? What other numbers do you have for us? The dollar?
Okay, well, the NZX Top 50 Index fell more than 2% today as a result of all those power company falls. Down 237 points, and I'm sorry, Lisa, 10,854. The Kiwi's trading at 63.9. That is correct.
Okay.
Yes, indeed. I wrote
that
number.
Surprised you.
Yeah, I did. I know. It's 63.9, 93.5, and 49.7 British pence.
Yeah, still hovering under the 50 mark. Thanks, Nona. Nona Peltier with our business wrap.